Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray again as we enter into your word, speak, for we are listening, Lord. Our ears are open. We have an ear, and we want to hear what the Spirit has to say. Therefore, speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Your children are listening. We give you, Lord, glory and praise. As always, we know the entrance of your word brings light and giveth understanding to the simple. And we will rejoice in that light today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, welcome everyone and good morning, good afternoon again. I'm going to get right to it. Today's topic brought to you by the House of Faith. In this hour of prayer is to think and speak no evil, and then to see and hear no evil. The first part leads to the second part as well. A strange topic and all that, but you know, let's get right to it. We're going to talk about the importance of how we think, what we think, and what we say. And the stuff that we allow to come out of our mouth and effect of it, what might happen. And then see what God wants us to be thinking, what God wants us to be saying. And that's what we want to declare for ourselves today and every day. There's a story in the Bible which many of us know. The story of Job. A lot of things that happened to him. There was a contest between the Lord and the devil, and Job was going to be the trophy, but he didn't know it. The Lord said, "Have you seen my servant Job?" And all of that. And Satan, he responded and said, "Yeah, of course, you know, he serves you because you blessed him with all kinds of things. But let me put forth my hand now and you'll see. He'll curse you to your face," and so on and so forth. Now, you know the story of Job, the one calamity after another. I mean, it was as if one news hadn't even finished, you know, then the next bad news, and that one had finished, and then the next bad news, and that one hadn't finished, and then the next bad news, on and on and on, until he lost everything. And on top of it, his own very children. I mean, you're talking about cattle and so forth. All of that, you know, you can get back. But lose all your children in one day? My goodness. You know, but at the end of it all, you know, we find out that there was something going on that we didn't know. The part that we knew was what the conversation that was between the Lord and Satan. The part that we didn't know the whole time, you know, in his heart is here in Job chapter 3 and verse 25. We didn't know this part, but it was there all along. He said, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me," he said. "And that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest. Neither was I quiet, and yet trouble came." I mean, this thing was in his heart the whole time. We didn't know it, but he was always afraid that some evil would come. He was afraid that something would happen to his children. He was always afraid. It was there in his heart. He entertained that fear the whole time. And now we see a revelation of, alas, the thing which I greatly feared all along has now happened. You know, so here is our number one call out this morning. Think no evil. That's number one. Don't even entertain it. Now, as I often say, there's hardly anything we can do about these thoughts sometimes. Thoughts will come, but we don't have to entertain the thoughts. You know, birds will fly over your head. You can't do anything about that. But you can most certainly prevent them from landing on your head You know, so these thoughts will come. A devil, your mind, anything will bring, you know, even words that people speak, things that you see, and so on and so forth. You know, they have a way. All these senses are gateways into our minds, you know, and then so especially the perception senses, they are gateways into our mind, and it will bring all certain things. You know, the devil will even suggest things. There's nothing anybody can do about that. There's no amount of, you know, how you walk before the Lord. There's no amount of how you are close to the Lord that can prevent from those thoughts from coming in. However, you know, you can train yourself to deal with those thoughts, what to do quickly with them. Even that devil gave thoughts to Jesus. Hey, are you not the Son of God? Do this and do that. Come over here, jump over, jump down here, command these stones to bread, do all of these things and so forth. You know, so you can't really prevent that from happening, but you can deal with it when it does come. And Jesus dealt with it, with the word of God. You know, so, but this man, he entertained this fear in his heart, you know, and part of the, sometimes he dealt with it well, and sometimes he didn't. And sometimes he was thinking, well, you know, it's possible that my children have sinned before the Lord, so I'm going to just offer sacrifices of, you know, repentance on their behalf, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, he did that. He will practice that, you know, while his children were alive. So, well, I don't know what they're doing. I know their ways. You know, maybe they, you know, grieve the Holy Spirit or grieve God or something. I'm going to always pray for that. That's a good thing. So he was doing that. But at the same time, he was always fearing that some calamity and some evil will happen to him. He said it here himself in Job chapter 3 and verse 25 and 26. So we got to be very careful what we allow into our minds. When the thoughts come, we got to be very careful. How do we deal with those thoughts? You know, what do we do with it? Well, and ever let those thoughts that are in your head sometimes that come out, come to the mind sometimes. Don't ever let them come out of your mouth if they are negative. The moment you give life to those thoughts by speaking those words, then you could be in serious trouble. You know, if the enemy plants some evil in your heart that, you know, some evil thing is going to happen to you or to your children or to your lover. It comes like in a flash like that. Deal with it right away. You know, we're going to show some ways to deal with that today. Don't even entertain it. Don't let it fester in your mind, you know, until I know it becomes an oppression. You know, some people think evil long enough, it begins to set in and it becomes an oppression. They actually become obsessed with the fact that some bad thing is going to happen to them. They become paranoid. I mean, they go through their life, you know, just expecting some bad thing, expecting some evil thing, you know, and all of that. You know, and some people, that's all they can see. They're so negative. That's all they can expect is some bad things going to happen. And they believe that, you know, fate, as they call it, has dealt them some bad hand and some evil thing and some bad thing is always going to happen to them. Why? You know, I mean, you have a choice. You know, you have a choice to think good things and to believe good things. But you can also, you know, receive all the evil suggestions and so on and so forth. You know, so let's take a look at some scriptures, you know, that, you know, can help us to be cautious, you know, of these and of these thoughts. You know, these seeds of thoughts are sown, you know, sometimes because of something that we heard, sometimes because of something that we saw, sometimes because of even a thought that comes directly from the devil or our mind or whatever. You know, this can sow these thoughts. And it's not only thoughts of evil that were going to happen to you or your loved one. It's thoughts of evil concerning somebody else. You know, the Bible says, speak evil of no man. But, you know, this, the thought comes in, get rid of it. quickly, you know, before you let it fester into something that is going to work against you. You know, because the Bible says that every idle word, you know, we're going to account for it. Speak evil of no man. Well, before you speak evil of somebody, you're going to think that evil first. Titus chapter 3 and verse 2 tells us to speak evil of no man. Well, you can't speak anything unless you first think it. And it will, you know, and so that's why the first part of this lesson today is think and speak no evil. Think or speak no evil. When you think the evil, then most likely, if you don't deal with it, then it's going to become speech. When you speak it, you have already given life to it. You have empowered that thought by giving life to it. You know, but you can reject the thought. You can put it in its place. You can say, get thee behind me, Satan, just like Christ did, and so on and so forth. And those evil thoughts can come in so many different ways. It can come through even people. It may not be thoughts at first in your head. It may be something that somebody said. You know, I mean, Peter, when Jesus took an opinion poll, Matthew 16, who do men say that I am? You know, everybody said this and that and so forth. And Peter got it right. You know, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, wow. You know, he said, look, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father that is in heaven. And he said, look. And he began to even tell him some powerful stuff. And, you know, after they finished that, then Jesus began to tell them, you know, how he must go, you know, and Jerusalem is, you know, be doing this and that done to him and so forth, and how he was going to be crucified and all of that, you know. And then Peter took him and began to say, no, be it far from you, Lord, you know. I mean, none of these things. I mean, this was a man just a minute or a few moments ago that the Lord was applauding that he had received incredible revelation from God, which could not have come from anywhere. And you see the difference between engaging. You heard me say it multiple times in this room. Engage the Lord in the spirit. Well, when Peter was engaging in the spirit, he got the revelation. Now he's engaging in the flesh. You know, so now he's thinking, well, Christ, no, we need you here. We don't want you to die. And so on and so forth. Begin to, you know, upbraid the Christ that you that be far from me. And the Lord did what many of us need to be doing, which we don't do. You know, you need to have discernment into what is coming out of the mouth of people at you. You know, if they're not speaking according to the light of God's word, according to Isaiah 8 and 20, it's because there is no light in them, and you need to put that thing in its place. And don't entertain it. I don't care who it is. And Jesus, this was one of his closest disciples, and Jesus dealt with it right point blank. He said, Peter, he looked at him squarely, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, and he spoke right to that devil, you know, that was using the mouth of Satan. I mean, Peter at that moment said, you don't know the things of God, but you're only thinking of the things of man, you know, and you are an offense unto me. Wow. You know, so, you know, but Jesus dealt with that thing very, very quickly. And I think at that time, you know, I don't know, we were not told, but I guarantee you at that time, Peter hung his head in shame for even allowing his mouth to run off like that. And he was always the man that run off his mouth on sometimes good stuff, sometimes whatever. But he was always quick to speak, you know, and all that, you know. So we got to be careful. Careful what you hear and careful what you speak. Peter ought to have been careful what he spoke, you know, just because the Lord, you know, just, you know, applauded him, you know, probably got boosted up, and he thought, well, you know, yeah, you know, I mean, I got revelation. I know what's going on. You know, now you can be telling Christ what to do and not to do. Come on now. You know, so, you know, so there are many lessons in that story, but that's not my lesson today. But the lesson is this: you who are, you know, the target or the recipient of the voice or the thought, how do you deal with it? You know, first of all, do not give, I already said that, do not give life to the thought. Put it away as quickly as it comes, put it away. Hallelujah. But sometimes you have to verbalize it in order to put it away. Hallelujah. You got to speak directly to the to that evil thought. Now, our minds are portals. Our ears are portals. Our eyes are portals. All these, you know, perceptory senses, they are gateways, you know, and things can come in that don't belong or should not be there. You know, so, you know, that's one way that the Lord showed us how to quickly deal with that. And let's see the effect of some other things that we might say, you know, how the scripture warns us about what we say, you know, hallelujah. You know, so some of you know these scriptures that I will be reading. It's not anything new, but I'm bringing out a viewpoint today. And then we're going to get to the second half of the lesson in a bit. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2 will tell us that, look, be careful now what you say, because you will be ensnared, you know. And ensnared is a strong word. You know, a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth and so forth. That's a strong word. You know, you put yourself in a bind. It's really what he's saying, that, you know, about what you say. You are snared with the words of your mouth. You are taken with the words of your mouth. Proverbs 6 and 2. So that means if it is an evil thing that you spoke, well, you're snared by it. But if it's a good thing that you spoke, you're snared by it as well. You know, so, you know, let's know how to deal with what comes to mind. You know, one time the disciples were being challenged for not washing their hands before they ate and so forth. And Jesus said, look, it's not what goes into the mouth, because you didn't wash your hands, that defile you as a person spiritually. Well, might make you sick if you didn't wash your hands. But Jesus said, look, what defiles you is what comes out of your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know, and all of these things come from the mouth, you know, the evil thoughts, fornications, adulteries, lying, murders, and this, the, all these evil works of the flesh. Jesus said they start in the heart, which is where the thoughts are festered. And if you allow that thing to go too far and don't deal with it, then it manifests in all of these things that Jesus was talking about. You know, so it is very important for this lesson today for us to know that we need to deal with those thoughts. Out of the heart comes evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 19. Evil thoughts come from the heart. They lead to murder, they lead to adultery, they lead to sexual immorality, and they lead to all these things, theft, false testimony, evil, all kinds of things, you know. So be careful now when you entertain any of these thoughts. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, all these things. He said they come out of the heart. You know, so, you know, that's why it is important, you know, that's also why the Bible says that, look, you've got to guard your heart. You know, you have to guard your heart, because out of it comes all kinds of things. You know, so you guard your heart. Proverbs chapter 4. And verse 23, guard your heart. You know, don't just open your heart to anything. You know, you must guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life, you know. So guard your heart, know what you speak, put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips out from thee. You know, anything that just speak anyhow, get rid of it. You know, measure your words. Hallelujah. That's why you are told to be slow to speak. You know, measure your words. Don't let it, if it goes out of your mouth, you are snared by it. It's going to be very hard for you to, you know, retract that. You know, so ponder your words and don't let any evil, you know, come out of your mouth. Even if it comes to your mind, you know, get rid of it before it comes to your mouth. You know, so these are the things that we are talking about today. Praise God. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it come the issues of life. Now, just take a minute and think about that. You know, and not only life, but also if we're not careful, you know, death also, because the words that we speak, they can be a savor of life unto life, but it can also be a savor, you know, of death if we are not careful, you know. So be very careful now. Be very careful. There is a power, you know, that is in this tongue that the Bible says is called the power of life and death. It can be in this tongue if we are not careful. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Life and death and the power of the tongue. And what I'm saying today is before it gets to the tongue, it started in the heart. That's what Jesus said. You know, and it starts in our mind. So deal with it while it's still in the mind. And be careful. Don't let it get to your tongue. Because once it gets to your tongue, if it was a negative thing you spoke, you're snared by it. And if it's a positive thing you spoke, then snared by it as well. So life and death and the power of the tongue. You know, if you love it, you eat the fruit of it. Be careful now. You know, what you say, what you speak, what you think, and all that. You know, so these are lessons that we must, you know, be careful about. Well, let's see how a man whose, you know, heart is on the Lord deals with an evil report, for instance. You know, an evil report is a bad news or potential bad news or something evil that you might hear. Now, we're talking about think and speak no evil. And then we're talking about, you know, see and hear no evil. Well, sometimes you may, you know, hear something that is evil. How do you deal with it? Well, let's read something out of Psalm 112 and see what the scripture says here that concerning a righteous man. I mean, somebody who's following the Lord and, you know, they're righteous as far as God is concerned. You know, he says, you know, a good man, you know, showeth favor and lendeth, guide his affairs with destruction. Surely he shall not be moved. I'm reading Psalm 112, verse 6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Now remember, he's talking about the righteous here. So when you get to verse 7, he's talking about the righteous. The righteous shall not be afraid of evil tidings. That's right. He will not be afraid. Why? Because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. He sees his enemies, you know, he's eye on his enemies. But this verse, you know, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. This verse helped me tremendously when I was a young man growing up in the faith. You know, my mind shaky at times, you know, at first, you know, some evil thoughts would come and so forth, you know, of evil that will happen, you know, or some news that happened to, you know, some of my siblings or my friend or this and that, or something, the thought would just come into my head like that. I was a young man. And I learned to deal with it with this scripture. I would just say to myself, my heart is fixed. I'm trusting in the Lord. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so you can make up your mind that your heart is trusting in the Lord. You're not going to give your heart to evil tidings. Evil tidings can be, you know, you hear bad news or reportedly bad news. You know, and so forth. You may even get an evil report from your doctor, for instance. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 53 and verse 1, it says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, some people turn around and say, well, whose report shall we believe? Well, whose report are you going to believe? What did the Lord say? And what did medicine and medical and so forth say? The Lord said, well, my thoughts towards you are for peace and for good and not for evil. You know, Jeremiah 29:11. You can remind yourself of those promises. We've covered a lot of promises in this room. You can talk about, you know, I will not put upon you any of these illnesses and sicknesses and so forth. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15 and 26. You know, you can remind yourself of all of these promises, or you can take the word, you know, of the evil report. Well, don't take the evil report. You know, here's 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. And I love this verse. He says, look, if we receive the weakness of men, and the weakness of God is greater. You know, and I put it this way, you know, we listen to things, you know, you turn on the news, you listen to eyewitness news and whatever. You are not there, you know, but you believe it anyway. You know, I mean, I live here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can turn on the news and all you see is bad news most of the time anyway. And you can hear what's going on it could even be in my city. It could be somewhere in the city that I was in. It could be in a different state. It could be in a different country. I mean, and we are glued to the TV and we believe these things, even though we were not there. You know, and so you receive the weakness of man. What about the weakness of God? What God has said in his word. So if we receive the weakness of man, then the weakness of God is greater. Hallelujah. I mean, if you receive a doctor's report that has evil, you know, then we should also receive the Lord's report that has good. Hallelujah. You know, so good overcomes evil. We're told to not let ourselves be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, what we must believe and what we must proclaim are the words of the Lord. Don't even entertain, you know, and you know, it's hard to not entertain, but you have to train, you know, you have to train yourself like that. You know, say to yourself, according to the words of Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 24, say to yourself, inhabitants of the kingdom shall not say, I am sick. You know, they're not going to say that, you know, the people that dwell therein, because, you know, you're already forgiven. You're already healed. 1 Peter 2:24 say we're healed. So the inhabitants of the kingdom, we're not going to be saying those things. Now, whatever the devil says, yeah, it may be indeed such a situation that they detected or found. But if we receive that witness, then we got to receive the witness of God, that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, healing is for somebody that indeed is sick. If you are not sick, then you wouldn't need a healer. Jesus said it himself. You know, only the sick need a physician. If they are well, then they don't need that. You know, and the psalmist said it best. He said, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord that forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all of my diseases. So look, We're going to have these things and these thoughts and these reports and also forth. But what are we going to do? What's going to be your reaction? You know, entertain nothing that is evil. Stand on the word of God and use the word of God. You know, speak. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, the word of God is powerful. Go inside the bones, go inside the marrows, divide between the soul and the spirit, inside your soul. Your soul is depressed, you know, saddened because you got an evil report. You take the word of God, you divide between your soul, all that emotion, you know, and the spirit. Inside the spirit is where the word of God, you know, is strengthened. You're strengthened. You said, well, you know, yeah, they said this, but nevertheless, sir, at thy word, glory to God, I believe that I'm healed. That's how you divide between the soul and the spirit with the word of God. You speak the word of God into your bones, into your marrows, into your system, into everything. You know, even the marrows, the factory for the blood. You speak the word of God into it. Glory to God. Say, it shall be health to thy navel. Health inside of you. The word of God. It's powerful like that. But do we really believe that? You should. Hallelujah. It'll do you good. Praise the Lord. So that's what we are talking about today. Well, let's read a few more things here. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 6. This one also tells us that be careful now. Don't let your mouth just speak things anyhow, you know, because otherwise you might get in trouble with the Lord. Even the angels, they are listening. You know, don't let your mouth, you know, cause you to sin because you just open your mouth and just said something anyhow. You know, that's not a good thing. You know, suffer not thy mouth, Ecclesiastes 5 and 6, to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel, you know, after you said it, don't say, oh, no, it was an error. Don't say it in the first place. Don't say the negative thing because the angel of the Lord is listening. Hallelujah. And here's how the angels of God operate. You know, I've said it multiple times on, you know, faith platforms. Psalm 103 verse 20 is how they operate. It says, bless the Lord, ye his hosts, ye angels that excel in strength. Huh. Hallelujah. That do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. You know, so they're looking for that word out of your mouth. Now, if you speak positively, now if you speak negatively, it's because there is no light in you. So they're not even going to deal with that. But the angels of God are powerful ones. They're waiting for you to speak something powerful out of your mouth that is in line with God's word. And when you do it, they go into action. Hallelujah. Now that's how the angels operate. That's the thing they know. That's their breath. That's their breath. That's their life. That's how they live. That's how they move. It's based on the word of God. The only thing that moves them is an unction from God's word. And when it comes from your mouth like that, you know, they hear it, they respond to it. Hallelujah. Yeah, because you are saying what God already said. And as far as they're concerned, it's God's word. You know, so, and they move into action. You know, hallelujah. You know, and so now we got to be careful now. Don't let your mouth cause your flesh to get you into trouble. You know, I mean, don't let your mouth get your flesh into trouble by speaking something that is contrary. Never do it. You know, never say anything contrary to anybody. Think no evil, speak no evil of anyone. You know, don't say any, ever say, those of you who are parents, never say anything negative to your children. That is an absolute no-no. Bless them always. Hallelujah. You know, don't curse them out. Believers should not be doing that anyway, but sadly, some people do that. You know, I don't care how angry you are. You know, the scriptures say be angry, but don't sin. And why should you be that angry against your children anyway, that you just say something nasty with your mouth? No! Call them the blessed of the Lord. You know, even when they are not doing well, you know, speak wellness into them. You know, speak how good they are and how great they will be. Hallelujah. And they begin to speak the positive things into their lives. You know, that's how it works. And we should never entertain this evil or anything like that. There are some dangers, you know, other dangers in what we speak that are not when we speak things that are not according to the word of God. Let me give us a few other scriptures. You know, concerning what you speak to your children, if you speak positive things to your children or to anybody or even to yourself, you know, the Bible says that the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11. It is a well of life. Your mouth. Well, is your mouth going to be a well of life? Or what is it going to be? Or is it going to be something else? You know, so let your mouth be a well of life. Let life be the only thing that comes out of there. Glory to God. That's it. Let life be the only thing that comes out of your mouth. Life to yourself, life to your loved ones, life to your business, life to your job, life to any situation that concerns you. Don't say any negative thing. Don't say, well, I'm never going to get that promotion. They always pass me by. Don't say it. You know, speak positively, you know, hallelujah. One man one time said, well, you know, I'll never get that healing because somebody always steps in the water ahead of me. I mean, every time the angel moves the pool, I cannot get in there, you know, because look at my condition. You know, somebody's always going to get in ahead of me and get the blessing. And Jesus said, well, today, don't worry about the water. Don't worry about the angel. I'm right here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But don't say with your mouth that I always get this close, but then I miss it. You know, people say that all that time, you know, especially, you know, and I was living in a country where I grew up from, you know, the people were always so negative, they're always so pessimistic about life, you know, and everything, you know. And so I decided that I was going to develop a positive outlook. People say, well, oh, well, that can't happen. I don't know anybody. Nobody can help me. I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't have any help. You know, anything simple they want to do, they're waiting for somebody to help them. You know, people want to go and, you know, get their passport or get the this and that. They say, oh, I don't have anybody in the passport office to help me. I mean, these are simple things, you know, but you're always looking for help. You know, I remember trying to move my family from Nigeria to the United States. This was 40 years ago. Everybody told me it could not be done. You can't do that. You know, and I said, why not? They said, well, you just can't do it. I mean, the process is too difficult. It's too complicated. I said, well, is it written in English? They said, you know, and people used to hire lawyers, pay them tens of thousands of dollars, and still they might not get what they're looking for. You know, I went to the embassy and I said, tell me, how do I immigrate to the United States? So the embassy in my country, in Nigeria. People said, you can't do that. They're not going to tell you. You're putting yourself out. They're going to mark you. And I said, why? It's a simple question. I went there and they told me what I needed to do. They gave me a printout. Here are the steps. Here's what you need to do. And so forth. You follow these procedures and you do all of these things. This was 40 years ago. And they didn't even know the law of the land. I followed their process. I did not hire a single lawyer. You know, and everybody said it cannot be done. I said, why? Why not? They said, well, it's never been done. I said, well, there's always a first time. Hallelujah. You know, just speak positive things. Don't let people tell you things that things cannot be done. When people tell you things cannot be done, you entertain that, then you are going to believe that it cannot be done. Well, I moved my whole family over when everybody was saying it cannot be done. Everybody said, when you get here, it's not going to work. You're not, it's this and that. And say, well, it worked for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so believe God. Choose what you believe. And choose what you entertain in your head. And more importantly, choose what you allow to come out of your mouth. You know, because the angels are watching. The story that we've told multiple times in this platform, the story of the children of Israel trying to go to the promised land when Moses sent out the spies to check out the land, you know, and many of them except Joshua and Caleb gave an evil report. And the rest of the people, they allowed that evil report to discourage them. Now, you cannot prevent what somebody else is going to say. You have no power over that. But what you have power over is how you're going to respond. You know, so if somebody tells you, oh, it cannot be done. We are grasshoppers. We cannot go, we cannot, you know, conquer these people. We are not going to do it. They are giants. They are going to kill us. You know, and we are going to be diminished. And also, they can say all kinds of negative things. How do you respond? You know, that's the one you have power over. Well, they chose to respond negatively. They allow those negative thoughts, you know, to influence them. And everybody started to weep and cry. And they said, we can't do it. You know, they brought us here to destroy us. You know, you left us in Egypt and all of these things. And then they said so many negative things. And, you know, the Lord is listening when you say positive or negative things. Angels even are listening. And the Lord said unto them, say ye to them, Numbers chapter 14 and verse 28. Say ye unto them, as truly as I live. Now, God doesn't swear too many times. But, you know, he was angry. You might say he was pissed off. You know, if you want to use that language. I mean, he was angry. And he said, look, as you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. Because you spoke in my ears that you cannot do it, that you are grasshoppers, that the land will swallow you up, that we cannot go against these people. And also, okay, fine. Even as you have spoken, so will I do unto you. Now, so that's a dangerous place when you speak something negative, especially when God has promised you something. And then you allow negative thoughts to come in. And then you say, well, I can't do that. You know, if you open the windows of heaven, that will not be. You know, well, and the prophet said, well, you said it will not be, and it will not be to you, but it will be to everybody else. And, you know, your eyes will see it, but you will taste of it, because you chose not to believe the Lord. And that's a dangerous place to be, you know. So, as you have spoken in my ears, Numbers 14 and 28, even so will I do unto you. So, why don't you speak positive things in his ears, so that he can do it to you? Why don't you say, you know, your prayers, Lord, I know that the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. When you get up in the morning, why don't you say that in his ears so that he can do it unto you? Because he said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Well, then you say, well, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I am not subject to the report of the doctors. Hallelujah. My body is a temple of a Holy Spirit. I am rejoicing in hell. I don't care what they say. The Lord, you know, even if there is something, I will be healed. Glory to God, because the Lord is the one that healeth all of my diseases. Glory to God. And you said, look, I have a goodly heritage. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. You begin to declare the good things. God's thoughts towards me are for peace, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, I'm not going to be victim to whatever else they are saying. It's not for me. I reject it. In the name of Jesus. And you begin to be positive. Hallelujah. Be positive. Glory to God. Psalm 16 and verse 6. You can use that. Say, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The lines are not falling unto me in the places that will bring me into this stress, depression, sadness, and sorrow. No. But the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I'm a child of the King. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, not a temple of sickness and disease and all of these things and so forth. I begin to use the word of God, you know. So when you think no evil, when you speak no evil, not only about yourself or anybody else, you know, it will begin to lead to the fact that you actually see no evil. And you don't hear any evil. Your heart will reject it because your heart is fixed. Psalm 91 verses 5 to 10 say, look, no matter what is going on, you will not be afraid. You know, famous psalm that we read all the time. But let me just read to you a few verses here to underscore what we are talking about here today. In the book of Psalm 91 verse 5, it says, thou shalt not be afraid. You know, so put whatever you want there. It doesn't mean that those things will not be there. They are there, but you will not be afraid of it. Hallelujah. You will not be afraid of the terror. You will not be afraid of the evil tidings. You will not be afraid of anything, you know, and so forth. Pestilence, arrow by day, bullets flying, anything, evil report from the doctor, you know, failure. I mean, thoughts of failure, thoughts of bad news, thought of economic woes, all kinds of things, you know, no. You know, 1,000 will fall this way, 10,000 the other way, it will not come near thee. Hear no evil, see no evil. Well, you know, you can choose the kind of report that you want to believe. Let me tell you a quick story here. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, there we see some, you know, we see something that's happening in the heavenlies. You know, this thing gives us a good interpretation. I mean, a good revelation of what's going on. You know, so this man is participating in a vision. And an angel is standing by him. And he's saying, well, you know, what are these people that I'm looking at? Well, he said, well, I'm going to show you what they are. He said, this is the book of Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 6. And as he began to speak to him, then he saw some others, you know, which today we call the patrollers. We call them alerters. They are patrolling the earth, you know. So they come, you know, verse 11. And he said, well, you know, we have walked to and fro, you know, throughout the earth. And behold, the earth is seated still and is at rest. And they brought that report, you know, to the Lord. Well, I guarantee you, the earth was not sitting still. Neither was the earth at rest. There was a lot of evil going on in the land. But that's what they chose to report. That, you know, you can choose to see the thorns or see the roses. They chose to report that good. And they say, look, and this is what they do for you before the Lord. They say, look, I've walked to and fro. I've looked at your daughter such and such. I have seen your son such and such, and all is well with them. And it all may not be well at that time, but that's what they declare concerning you. And then you need to agree and declare the same thing, because that's what they're saying about you. This is what the Lord wants to hear. All is well. And they're going to make sure all is well. Praise God. You know, they prophetically, they can go in that. They move between time and space. And they can go and they can bring the report, because they've seen the end game too. They can move. Boom, 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 boom. The Lord allows them to move in those directions. They can't see as far as the Lord, but they can see a whole lot farther than you and I. And then they can move in those dimensions, you know, and they position themselves to make sure the good things are happening to you, you know. And even in Isaiah chapter 1, when Isaiah saw that vision of the Lord, saying so in the year that which, Isaiah chapter 6, I meant to say, when he saw the vision in the year in which King Uzziah died, he said, look, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up. His train filled the temple and so forth. Above it, two cherubims and all these things and so forth. And one cried to another, you know, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. The earth, the whole earth is full of his glory. Well, I don't know where they got that from. You know, the whole earth was corrupt. But they chose to see the glory of God. And say, look, the whole earth is full of God's glory. Hallelujah. Because we are living in two spheres and two realms at the same time, folks. Good and evil are always side by side. Night and day from their beginning. You can choose what you want to see. You can choose what you want to believe. Do you choose to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living or all the evil? I mean, you turn on TV, all they will report. And sometimes I even stop watching. I watch because I got to be aware of prophetic events happening and so forth. But you're never going to find any news that is good. You know, it's just all evil stuff. You know, I mean, we need some good news for change. Hallelujah. You know, we need some good news. You know, I remember, you know, a couple years ago, my wife and I took a trip down to Nigeria. We are from Nigeria. Before we went, all we heard was evil. you know, how the land swallowed everybody up, how he's evil all over the place, and so on and so forth. I mean, everywhere you turned, that's all you heard. There was never any good news that we heard. Well, we prayed a lot. We always pray a lot before we go there, you know, and so forth. But we went anyway, and all we saw was good. And I brought a good report to the church when I came. You know, say, I don't know what all these people are seeing, but all I saw was good stuff. And if anything happened, well, we conquered that and moved on. You know, but all we saw was good. You know, we saw people just living their lives. We saw children walking around the street, a single child carrying their backpack, just going to school. Everything looked normal. But all the evil report we heard before that was that, look, the life is upside down. Kidnap everybody everywhere. Well, yeah, it did happen in some isolated cases, but that was not the thing that was happening. We were there for 3 weeks. We saw no evil and we heard no evil. Glory to God. You know, you choose, you know, whatever you want to see and whatever you want to hear, you know, and the Lord said, look, these things may happen around you, but it's not going to come near you because you are dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. So do you choose to see that the earth is full of all of God's glory? Or do you choose to see that the earth is corrupt and evil? Well, at the time that these angels were reporting these things, the earth was definitely corrupt. Until this day, the earth is still corrupt. You know, and occasionally, some angel of judgment will swoop down and say, look, you know, I've had it up to here. But for the most part, these reporters, these alerters and patrollers that go to and fro throughout the earth and report how are things doing, they bring good report concerning you to the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's cooperate with the angels that are reporting good things about us. And let's speak only good things. You know, let's not, you know, put our eyes out to see evil and all of that. Praise God. And the Lord gave us a way to do it too. You know, he said, finally, my brethren. You know, this is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. This is how you do it. You know, don't let the evil thoughts, the evil words, and the evil suggestions, don't even give them the light of day. You know, but this is how you do it. You take control of your thoughts. Don't let your thoughts wander and control you. You know, some people are controlled by their thoughts. Evil suggestion. Some evil suggestion will even come to you concerning your spouse. And then you begin to think it. And you begin to allow it. You know, think good things. You know. So, here's what the Lord said through this scripture. He said, finally, my brethren, which is, you know, having done all and all of these things, after all these things we have said, this is how you deal with it. So, this is it. This is my conclusion also today. You know, finally, my brethren, what things soever are true, and there are negative sides of every one of these things that he's saying. So there are true things, and there are also things that are in falsehood. What things soever are honest? Well, there are honest things, there are also things that are dishonest. What things soever are just and righteous? There are also things that are unholy. What things soever are pure? There are also things that are impure. What things soever are lovely, there are also things that are disgusting. What things soever are good report, there are also things that are of evil report. I mean, there's all these things there. You choose which one you want your heart and your mind to deal with. And he said, look, for all the good things that I'm reporting here, things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of good report. That's right. A good report. Never entertain any evil report. You know, if there be any virtue, yeah, you have to sift it out. You have to weigh it on the balances. Does this thing have any virtue? Does it have any praise for the Lord? Now, if so, then think on these things. If not, then reject them. Hallelujah. So it's right there, point blank. He gives us instruction on how to deal with this. So ladies and gentlemen, that's our lesson for today. Think. No evil. Speak. No evil. See. No evil. and hear no evil. And even when these things come, you know, sometimes you can't prevent what you hear. But the hear means, that's why I started at the beginning by saying, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. You can choose what you want to hear. You know, now, when the negative things come, you can choose to not hear that. That means not entertain it. Jesus said, you cannot hear my word because you are not of God. But they were hearing it, but they were not hearing it. You know, so hearing, there are two kinds of hearing. Jesus said, you cannot hear my speech and you can't discern my word because you are not of God. And he said, he that is of God heareth my word. But everybody was hearing what he was saying. And it's not like they were not hearing, but they were not hearing, you know, because hearing is two kinds. You can hear. Isaiah said, look, these people, you know, block their eyes so they will not see, block their ears so they will not hear, you know, block their minds so they will not be, you know, none of these things. You just put it upon them like that, you know, so they are, these minds, their hearts are gross, you know, hearing they hear and hear not, seeing they see and see not, you know, hearing they hear and perceive not, all of these things. So some people hear, but they don't hear. Now you can do the same thing. You can turn that around. I hear, but I don't hear if it is evil. Glory to God. If I hear it and it's evil, I choose to not hear it. Glory to God. Praise God. There are sometimes, you know, and even in the natural, I don't know. There are some things, you know, I just don't hear. Somebody will ask me, did you hear that? I said, no, but I heard it. But, you know, somehow, I don't even remember it. I blocked it out of my mind because I didn't like it and I just blocked it out. And, you know, I practiced that a long time. It seemed like, well, were you not listening? Were you not paying attention? I said, well, you know, I want to hear good stuff. And then, so if it's not good, you know, it just somehow it's like you throw water to the back of a duck. And then the thing just falls off, you know, praise God. Develop your senses, exercise to know good and evil. You develop your ears, exercise to hear the good report and not the evil report. Develop your spiritual ears. Hallelujah. Develop also your spiritual eyes. Now, that doesn't mean that we should be naive and so forth. We know there's a lot of evil in this world, but I choose to live in the world of good. Hallelujah. Because surely goodness and mercy, the psalmist said, shall follow me. And you can choose that, you know, all the days of my life. Now, that's surely. Now, that's not maybe. That's not I hope, you know. That's not perhaps, you know, that's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Psalm 23 and verse 6. So ladies and gentlemen, for us to not see evil and to not hear evil, it's not because there are no evil around us. The world is full of evil. It's not because there is no, you know, no bad news to hear. There's bad news everywhere. It's because you choose to train your mind. You know, I'm not going to deal with that. And if somebody says something, thing to you that's not appropriate to the will of God and the plans of God for you, which are of good only, then you deal with it like Jesus dealt with what Peter said. Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. And even when Satan himself came up to the Lord and said this and that and so forth, Satan, get thee behind me, for it is written. Hallelujah. And you use the word of God. So when Satan brings those thoughts into your heart that, well, you know, yeah, the doctor said this, so this evil is going to come to you, say, Satan, get thee behind me. For it is written, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I will not put any of these sicknesses and diseases upon you that I brought upon the Egyptians. Again, it is written that the inhabitants of the land shall not say, I am sick. And again, it is written, you know, that unto them that fear my name, Halabashenda Kuriabasanda, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you begin to use the word of God to deflect it. Glory to God. And when the devil tries to bring evil news, you know, this bad thing happened to this person, that, you know, you say, look, it is written. You quote Psalm 112 that we read here today. And you said, look, my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I will not give myself to fear, because fear has torment, and I will not give myself to fear. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. Psalm 112 verses 5 to 8. We read that today. And you begin to use the word of God and you choose to see good. So brethren, men and brethren, ladies and gentlemen, see good. See good. See the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's what God has for us. I'm going to pray over the room, and then I'm going to turn it over for you to speak. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Because your word towards us is for good. Your thoughts towards us are for good. And they are not for evil. You give us the expected end. We thank you for the things that you have declared unto us in the word of God. The promises of God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that supplieth all your needs. And you've given us many great and exceeding promises. That by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. And we choose today, and I pray for everyone that's in this room, you know, that you will receive grace to make your choice today. Choose you this day what you will hear. Choose you this day whom you will serve, Joshua said. But as for me and my house, we will choose to hear no evil. We choose to see no evil. We will choose to think no evil. And we will choose to speak no evil. But we will think, according to Philippians 4 and 8, good things. And we will speak life and good things out of our mouth. And then we know because of all of that, we will only see good all the days of our evil. And seest thou a man that will see good, that loves peace, and will see good all his days? Well, let him eschew evil. Hallelujah. Let him eschew evil. Don't even deal with evil in your heart. Don't even think about it. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I pray for everyone in this room an understanding of this simple message. Apply these simple principles and not to waver. Have our senses developed to do this thing the right way. As Jesus dealt with the devil, dealt with those suggestions of the devil, and dealt with those evil thoughts, even suggestions from Peter, may we also have the grace, boldness to deal in the same way. And put the words of the devil behind us. Put the strange thoughts behind us. Strange fire and anything that God has not ordered. Put it out of us. Anything that's not according to this word. The Bible says in Isaiah 8 and 20, it is because there's no light in it. Don't deal with light. I mean, don't deal with anything that has no light. That's darkness. Walk in the light always. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening to this. Refresh us today by this word that we may be strengthened therein. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, as you speak in my ears, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, even so shall I do unto you. Therefore, speak. You know, he said, declare it, that thou mightest be justified. You know, let us plead together, the Lord said. Declare, you know, the good things that my word has already spoken unto you. Declare it, you know, that thou mightest be justified. You know, for by thy words you will be justified, and by thy words you will be condemned. That's what the scripture says. By thy words you will be justified, and by thy words you will be condemned. Matthew chapter, the Lord just brought it to my mind to read that to everyone as I close with this. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 37. And this is our closing scripture today. You know, so take this to heart. This is it. This is the last punchline for this morning, but it summarizes everything. Matthew 12 and 37. It says, well, let me read it from, you know, let me read it from verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. Remember, these things proceed from the heart. So what's in your heart? An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. What's in your heart? I mean, if evil things are always coming out of your mouth, then that shows that there's evil in your heart. And if good things are always coming out of your mouth, then that shows that there is good in your heart. This is what the Lord said it. You know, how do you know what is in somebody's heart? Is what comes out of their mouth. You can't see their heart. But you see their heart through what comes out of their mouth. That's what Jesus is saying. But I say this unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of. If you speak negative, you give account of it. You know, so for by thy words I shall be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Therefore, speak the words of life, that the Lord might stand behind it. Hallelujah. Because he himself is the truth, the way, and the life. God bless everyone. Thank you for listening in this morning. That's our lesson for today.